Mr. Mills and colleagues, I am Rebecca Weeks Cheryl Moore, PhD. I speak on behalf of the Weeks Lancaster Trust, which owns over 700 acres in Lancaster, where my family have farmed since 1786. Here in New Hampshire, we have a tradition that conservation of the environment is plain common sense. It ensures our natural resources for the future. As a result, the Weeks Lancaster Trust has filed a motion to intervene against the request of the Northern Pass for a presidential permit. We urge the Department of Energy to recommend that the proposed power transmission lines be buried along existing transportation corridors. The Northern Pass would degrade the quality of the environment in this region and have a negative impact on the ability of visitors to understand why we are stewards of the natural world. Over the past century, people in this area have worked with federal, state, and local agencies to preserve the White Mountain National Forest, Weeks State Park in Lancaster, Franconia Notch Parkway, and many conservation easements. In 1911, my great-grandfather, Congressman John Wingate Weeks, sponsored the Weeks Act, enabling federal forestry conservation. The act protected the headwaters of New England's major rivers through the creation of the White Mountain National Forest. Those rivers power industry in all six states. Today, the forest draws millions of visitors to enjoy clean air, clear water, and healthy outdoor recreation. The proposed transmission towers would convey the message to the world that the U.S., that in the U.S., above ground, high voltage power lines vulnerable to solar and ice storms are more important than the environment. In 1941, Weeks' children gave his estate on Mount Prospect for a state park dedicated to teaching about forestry conservation. Visitors enjoy the view of the region while learning about the reclamation and conservation of lands damaged in the 19th century by the timber industry. The Northern Pass towers would degrade both the view and the learning experience at Weeks State Park. Today, you drove through the Franconia Notch State Parkway to reach Whitefield. In the 1960s, Interstate 93 threatened the Notch's fragile environment. It was saved by a broad consortium, including my grandfather, former Secretary of Commerce Sinclair Weeks. Such efforts, replicated by many others across New Hampshire and the U.S., demonstrate the mutually beneficial partnership between citizens and the federal government. In closing, the Northern Pass could demonstrate that a profit-making corporation can model safe, public-spirited energy transmission and preserve the valuable beauty of New Hampshire by burying the lines.